Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey! We're back. If you heard us yesterday, we got cut off the show because we had so many people lining up. I guess it just crashed. So I was able to do a couple of readings yesterday, and that was it. So we got cut off. To the lady who was calling in from Tampa yesterday, if you're hearing this after I get my reading by my best friend for me, which is a very special pleasure, my dear, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So before we start, I want to do one thing because I noticed... what I do is every Saturday I do a forecast, and I was kind of backed up from the week before because I had to like scrunch everything into a few episodes because we were just so damn busy and everything just kind of did not work out. So I scrunched everything together. So we're going to finish catching up. As far as from November 10th to the 16th, this week's moon phase is full moon occurs on Tuesday, November 12th, 2019, 8:35 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The full moon occurs in the sign of Taurus when the sun in Scorpio forms in opposition to the Taurus moon. Full moons always pit opposite signs of the zodiac against each other, but also invite us to work to achieve a balance between the opposing energies. The contrast between earthy, practical, peace-loving Taurus and emotional, transformative, crisis-oriented Scorpio comes full bloom at this time. The moon in Taurus wants us to find emotional fulfillment through the simple, tangible things in life, while the Scorpio sun draws our attention to complexities, intangibles, and mysteries. The full moon eliminates the conflict between form Taurus and transformation Scorpio, and between collecting Taurus and sharing Scorpio. This is a passionate and creative full moon, ripe with the possibilities and learning experiences, intimate relationship matters, such as personal comfort levels and values, as well as sexuality. Figure prominently now. Great. The full moon is a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the new moon. And if you guys have been following new moon, we begin things by the first quarter, waxing, waning, all the way to the full. Back to the new moon, we see that things that we start goes through its first trials and tribulations, and then comes full circle, and we begin again. So, the full moon is a time of culmination and promise, romance, fertilization, and relationships. No fucking thank you. Okay? The sun aligns with retrograde Mercury, suggesting that we're looking back as we come to epiphanies. The full moon will also harmonize with Saturn, Pluto, and Neptune. A new look at a lingering problem or matter can figure strongly now. Fucking fantastic. The face of the moon occurs at 19 degrees and 52 minutes of Taurus, forming an opposition to the sun at 19 degrees and 52 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 17 to 23 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius most significantly. Awesome, it skipped me, except my midhaven's fucking Taurus, so yay! All right, so if y'all missed it, our last week was quarter moon, occurred on the 4th, 5:23 a.m. The sun was in Scorpio, formed a square with the moon in Aquarius, was a time of crisis, a theme of crisis surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we were compelled to take action shortly after we are made aware of how our action affected those close to us through trial and error. So there is your up to speed forecast. What did you think of that? Did you like that? I try and like not be general, you know, in my horoscopes. So that's why I get really in depth there. So now that we're caught up, you may have the floor, milady.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and just, yep, just how about we do in general, present, past, future, final outcome, and foundation. And I will give you the floor. I'm all ears.
Okay. All right. So I have gone ahead and done the foundation card. And wouldn't you know, go figure, I drew a Queen of Cups.
Hmm.
Yeah. I kind of think that goes, like, you know, exactly describes who you are as a person. So, you know, the foundation to yourself is you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, next one, I am doing your present card, and then a past and a future card.
I know my energies are all over the place, so just relax. You got this. If there's anybody that I trust to do my reading, it's my best student in the world who just picked it up and was amazing and is amazing. You guys should see this woman. She's fucking amazing. No worries. While you're figuring me out, I'm going to do a little something to help us out. And take your time, my love. I'm all ears. And trust me, we have 51 minutes and 47 seconds. The time is all yours, my dear. Yeah. I'm sending you all of my energy. Found you on the grid just now. I think I found you on the grid just now. I pinged you. You feeling me?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I'm feeling this.
I really freaking appreciate that because my hand started shaking.
Yes, I can feel it.
I was like, I told you, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous, and like my hands were started to shake, and then not even. It's cool.
I will calm you from here, my love. No worries. Take that energy and read. Read, my darling. This is probably the most funnest show I've done yet. And we haven't even started yet. You know how fun this is?
Mm-hmm.
It is. is. It's, I know, nervousness, totally fine. But you are a great tarot reader. I do, huh?
You do. Well, yeah, you have three.
All right.
All right, yeah, here we go.
All right, let's see what the lady has for us.
Okay, your present card shows a lot of childhood and past memory stuff going on, like a lot.
Yeah.
It's a Six of Cups. So a lot of childhood stuff going on, but also the garden symbolic of future things that were continuing to grow. Obviously flowers in bloom, so the garden is doing very well.
I'm excited.
We have a star in your past.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can see that. Yeah. Wow. Wow. That gave me, like, my hair stood up just now. Wow. Mm-hmm. That just, like, wow. Continue. I'm all ears, my love.
Okay. I mean, to tie those cards into each other, if anyone knows about the star, it's most symbolic of loss and theft. But it can also symbolize hope and bright prospects. And it was not reversed. It was right side up. So I'm going to take that as, yes, the loss happened in the past, but because of the garden you've got going on in your present, you're going to have a whoop-whoop future.
Yay! You're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
Your Page of Swords is kind of throwing me. Well, actually, on your future, you got two different pages going on here. And I'm not sure how I feel about that just yet. You have a Page of Swords and a Page of Wands, and both of them are upside down.
Upside down Page of Swords and Page of Wands. Interesting.
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, reversed.
There's a lot of unknown up ahead. I mean, you got a lot going on, and you can't be specific with everything. So, who knows, right? Who knows what's going on?
No, there's just so much. Like, literally, right on there. I believe the reverse, and I'm going to help you out here, because the Page of Swords is me. Like, that is my, because I'm an air sign. And I'm still quite childlike in my imagination. So basically when we do that and we have the Page of Wands at the same time, I believe it's talking about when I changed my course of action with the star. Because like my radio show, I just decided to do it at like 4 a.m. and I bought a radio station at like 4 a.m. and then just like started doing this. So I think with our wands, like I said, court cards, knowing exactly who the court cards are really helps with this. Basically, it's telling me don't overlook important details and the truth of completion. So you are right on the money. There's lots of things going on. So now that we know that, continue. You are intriguing me, and I'm so proud of you right now. You're doing a great job.
Well, if I were to continue, it would be with your final outcomes, which actually two of them showed up. You have an inverse High Priestess, as well as an inverse Six of Pentacles. So, you know, of course, like the Six of Pentacles dealing with scales and distributing everything, kind of a Robin Hood thing going on there. and then the High Priestess, as a literal figure in your life, a woman who would, hold on. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can feel that energy. Each time you read a card, my hair stands up. This is great. Give you a little bit of energetic music to help you out. I feel the complicated energies in the cards. And that's amazing that your cards tell you like flowers and bloom and stuff like that. Like you must have some really good oracle cards.
Yeah.
Take all the time you need, my love.
I've got, like, more passion and desire going on with these cards than I know how to handle. Hey, hang on.
Ew,
a second here.
Passion and desires. I will tell you right now, there's been somebody inside me that's like, but I want to be nice. And I'm like, no, bitch. No, you don't. No, the fuck you don't. Stop, bitch. Stop. Just get off her. That's my thing. Just get fucking off her. I am being affected by this stupid fucking full moon, dude. I knew it. See, I knew you'd be the person to tell me what I don't want to hear. Ladies and gents, she's never felt me be so passionate. I'm usually just this unnerved warrior person.
I mean, like I said, with the Page of Wands, there's a lot of unforeseen stuff going on, but I think the desire in the High Priestess and in the Six of Pentacles is going to help clear some of that up, because you do have a desire, and desires can drive what you want to do, so that should help push through a lot of the conflict there.
There is much conflict in me. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm having this done right now. I'm like fully naked. I'm fully naked, and this is wonderful. There it is, guys. I'm stuck in a glass case of emotion. Well, I want to tell you, I'm very proud of you in this reading. Probably not as eventful as a lot of people would think, like it is for when I do people. I'm very complicated, and I think if I went to someone and paid them, that it might not be so easy for them to read me as it is for me to read other people. I can't read for myself, guys. I need a fucking book. I can read for all you motherfuckers all day long. Not myself. Soon as I get done with all these, I'm like, okay, well, might as well. I've got some time left. Let's just throw some cards out for myself. Uneventful, cool, boring, and I'm just like, and I've just got nothing. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So this was very exciting. And I realized that, yes, there are some things that are not being told to me, obviously, as the cards are revealing. They're not going to tell me exactly, but they are telling me that I'm going in the right direction.
Yes, so, I got a little present for you here. It's a Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, wow.
Because that's exactly what you needed.
Yeah, right? The Wheel of Fortune. What does the Wheel of Fortune tell us today? Wheel of Fortune. Wow. As I look down, I'm like, there's a couple of $100 bills on the floor. Yay, Wheel of Fortune. I'm just throw some more money into the air right now. Make it rain. I just made it rain on my cat meow. You would love this cat, Brandy. You would love this cat. Her name is Meow, and she is a magical cat.
Does she dance, dance, dance?
Oh, she does dance, dance, dance.
Does meow, 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 meow?
She definitely meow, meow, meow. And she says, meow.
Have you told her to wink?
Yes. Oh, she yacht. So, you ready to watch me work? We actually have someone calling in, I believe. Looks like, where is it coming from? Pennsylvania. We got another Pennsylvania. Let's see what's going on here. Yeah, the tea with the zombie tea party.
Hi, this is the first time I found your show. My name is Tonetta.
Oh, okay. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Yay! We just got that new state yesterday. What can I get for you?
Well, this is the first time I found your show. Do you do a tarot reading?
We do, and I do not charge, but if you wanted to throw a penny to our support pool, I am appreciative over that. So we will do this for ye, and it's absolutely free, so no worries. We do take donations, so I'm not going to be like, I want money. No, no, no. You're good
here. Okay, right.
So what can I do?
The question I have is, I really need to know when you see Desiree calling me or wanting to talk and wanting to reconcile and fix things. She has my house key. She was supposed to move in. I don't know if that's going to happen. She broke things off the end of September. So I really need to know what's going on here. She has my house key and everything.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see if we can find what's going on here. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm shuffling my cards now, and I want you to relax, take some deep breaths. I will find you on the grid and connect with you. You may feel something, you may not. And then we will throw out some cards, and I'm going to do a past, present, future for you, and then we're just going to double up on there until we get what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards will usually do the talking for us. So I'm shuffling now, so I will connect with you. All righty, let's see what do we have. Is she reconciled? What's going on? All right, so first question. I drew out present, past, future, and final outcome for it. And I'm going to throw down your foundation card here. So you, to me, you did this in good conscience that this person would keep their end of the deal. You did it out of the goodness of your own heart.
Right.
I see the Lover's card as your foundation and the Ten of Wands. So basically, you're breaking your back over this. You went out of your way.
Right.
And this person, right now, you have the High Priestess and the Five of Wands. So basically, right now, what the High Priestess is telling you, well, it's talking about secrets that we internally know. Right now, it's telling you to trust your intuition more than your reason and act on your feelings rather on fact. You're going to have to really bear down on this also because you have the Five of Wands on top of that. So that means that this person and you, I'm going to throw one on top of that. Yes, see, I see money involved and the contract being broken. You have the Eight of Pentacles on top of that. So basically right now, this person's being really stubborn and she's trying to snub you. In your recent past with this person, you have the Six of Cups, the Three of Pentacles, and the Three of Wands. So you felt sorry for this person.
Right.
And you wanted to help. So the universe was working with you and you have two threes here. So basically you were making it happen. You got everything together. You handed this to this person. Now we are not being spoken to. And you have the Knave of Swords and the Seven of Pentacles in your future. And you have the Sun. So it's, she will, but there's something wrong with her. Definitely her emotional cup is full, and she's going through an emotional time. So she's confused, and it looks like that somebody's been giving an outer influence. Something is wrong. We got a Three of Swords on top of that. So I've got a Five of Swords here, a Three of Swords, and a Knight of Cups. So we definitely have other voices involved in this. It looks like there is some outer influence and somebody is trying to get something over on someone here in this situation, and it's not just you. I would say the Sun says yes, but it is not going to be easy because there's a lot going on here. And we have the Three of Swords as well, so definitely a broken friendship, a broken heart. But you have the Six of Pentacles, so you're going to forgive this person. And I want to tell you ahead of time. I see, I got two angels here. I got one that's a demon and one that's an angel. You're the angel. And in this case, she's a demon.
Right.
This woman's got problems. Looks like
yes.
Some bondage there. Probably even a little bit of maybe some addiction.
Yes, she's a drug addict.
Yes. So, yeah, she will come around, but there is going to be a lot surrounding her because she has outside influence trying to manipulate her, to manipulate you and the situation, if that makes sense.
What do you mean? I'm a little confused with that. What does that mean?
That means that somebody, she told somebody her situation and her drug friends who are using her, to keep her in the drug days is what I'm calling it, that dating confused where, like, people are messed up and stuff. They're trying to get her, basically to get a place so they can use her. And I think that she's torn over that because she doesn't want to do the wrong things, but she's doing it. And she can't stop herself from doing it.
She lives with a guy named Andrew, and I think that's going to be coming to an end because he hasn't been paying the mortgage or doing nothing.
Andrew, Jesus Christ, guy's name Andrew. I have an Andrew as well, and I can tell you most of them are pieces of shit. Well, that explains
right.
our three of swords here. It is coming
yes.
to an end, but she is being manipulated by him because he's losing
right.
his app.
Yeah.
So, yes, she will come around, but definitely I would protect the house and keep watch and try and be there for her, but do not let your poor, beautiful heart be run over. You are doing what the gods and the universe has designed you to do, but we do have an outside influence on this person. So, and it is her fault, and we cannot excuse what she has done, but we need to take into account that I'm sorry, not all men are bad, but men are evil and they will hurt you. So,
right.
That's what's going on. She's being torn by
now,
this person.
Do you
yes.
do you know a time frame of when you see her moving her belongings into my home? Because let's face it, she has nowhere else to go. You know that. And she won't get the key
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing... Well, I got the Ace of Wands, which is very, it's fire, so it's like the fastest element.
Right.
So it's a one, so we're talking a week's time. She's right now in the middle of a fight with him. We got the Three of Wands, or Three of Swords, and the Five of Swords, and the Six of Pentacles, and the Knight of Cups. That's our male, that's our Andrew, so that's where our voice is coming from. So this guy is an immature person, and he's also a drug addict, and he's manipulating her. So she's trying to get away from him, but she's also, she does not know how to ask for help because she feels lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it a day to a week. That's what I'm getting.
That she's going to be moved into my house?
That she's going to be moved in and or will give your key back because there is a lot of indecision here. She's torn. Very torn. I'm going to throw another one on top of that one and see. Yep, Two of Pentacles. So she's got a decision to make, and you are being so kind and being so patient. And she is undeserving, really, but kind of needs that chance too. So she's got to make that decision. I would reach out to her, and if you can, leave her a message of goodwill and just kind of get a voice because she's heavily manipulated by this person right now. And he's trying
well,
to stop
she, once she moves out of Andrew's, where is she going to go if she doesn't go to my place because she has the key?
Let's see. We have the Death card and Knave of Cups. Tricky, tricky this one is. All right, so she's got two decisions. She can give up life or she can make that change. It's very possible that she gets away from him and moves in, but it's also very possible she's going to give back that key. As far as the cards tell me right now, as much as we want to make that decision for her, she ultimately the universe is leaving that up to her with her Two of Pentacles. So what I would do from your side is I would take the precautionary steps, talk to... Now, when it comes to getting the key into the apartment and stuff like that, key to the house, I think that you can talk to the police maybe and fill out a report, if I'm not mistaken, about like when tenants do not fulfill and we don't know where they are. And you can
well check. Listen,
she
probably made multiple copies of that key. And another thing, she hasn't had no contact with me since October the 20th. And a week after October the 20th, my 19-year-old daughter was home, and I was at work third shift. My daughter said that she heard the front door open and slam shut at 12:25 a.m. So that means that she came into the house, made sure her key still worked, and I didn't change the locks, and then she locked the door and slammed it because she was, you know, furiated. So what I'm saying to you is she had every opportunity since the end of September to put the key in my mailbox, and that doesn't take a lot. She could have done it in the middle of the night. She doesn't have to have a confrontation. She doesn't have to talk to me. She has chose not to leave the key in the mailbox or give the key back. She has chose to come into my household and use the key whenever she damn feels like it. So what is going on here?
Well, as you told me this, I pulled out another card, and I've got some serious duality here. I've got the Two of Swords. This person is very torn, and she's going to try and rob you, it looks like, due to this man. This man is trying to get her to rob you. I will say from your side, though, I threw a card out for you directly in your response. You do have the Six of Wands, so right now, the cards are telling you you need to take precaution. It's definitely a time to change those locks, and you got to make a report. Because what I'm getting from this is this card keeps jumping out at me. This Knight of Cups, this man, this boy, rather, he's definitely making some plans here. As I'm gathering more information from these people, you have some serious mental thought and process with these people. I would definitely I would file a police report and let them know, so that way you have a preemptive strike. Are they going to come and rob you? I cannot tell you that, but what I can tell you is this. You're going to have to stand up and protect your stuff because you're trying to make a decision and move on this because, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you have a fight coming, but you will be triumphant. You must. Tell someone what happened. I don't see a no about the key, but what I do see is that somebody is trying to get her to rob your house, and it's that douchebag, and they have friends. So I don't think you should wait on this. You should definitely protect yourselves. Okay, do not give her the benefit of the doubt. She is a woman who is torn between drugs and a stupid man. Okay, we all get dumb, but this is the top for her. That's why she hasn't made a move on it yet. She just tested the waters. She's coming back with friends. So,
but is she going to move her belongings into my house?
No. She's coming with friends. She's trying to rob you now. This guy wants her to rob you. But she has a choice, and I don't know, because this death card says that she can choose life and change her ways, or she can choose to do what he wants. So I definitely am saying no, she's not going to move in, but she is going to make contact with you within a week at least. You will hear something about this because they are planning whether she's trying to give you the key or she's trying to rob you. There will be some sort of contact from her. She's getting ready to reach out to you.
Okay.
She is hurting, but she's also really messed up. He is very, very active. Very active in her mind. And every move that she makes is orchestrated by this male.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I think definitely that's a no for me. And that is a definite, let's change the locks and let's tell someone. And definitely be on the lookout, because if you hear from her, it very well may be the battle that I see in your cards. But no worries, you will be triumphant regardless. You have a lot of good major arcana, but that this is a test of your humanity and your strength and your durability of your mind, body. I know how horrible this sounds, and it sucks because it sounds so cliche. God does these things to make us stronger, but right now you are truly being tested, and it sucks because this is like the worst test ever.
Right.
You're doing the right things, but now you need to know that you can say no. You can feel bad and try and do, but opening your home to something like this, opening your heart is one thing. but you opened your home, and incidentally, to someone who was undeserving, and she does not know what to do with this kind of kindness. And as we go through our lives, and we feel like this person has had nothing but mostly bad stuff happen to her, so now this wonderful being is like, I'll give you a hand up, this is what you need, yada yada, and now this guy has come in and taken it from her because he does not want her to surpass him in life. So as much as it is that you want to be that person right now, you've got to be that person for you and your family and protect you and yours. And you've done the right thing that your heart told you to do. But right now, your intuition tells you to stand and defend, which is good. That this is, you are fine and you've done everything that you could for this person. Do not feel bad about this. But we learned we can open our hearts, we can help and give. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. I mean, you can help and help and help all you want, and you could give her a house, you could give her a car, you could give her a job. But unless she's doing this and she wants to do this, nothing that your wonderful heart could do for her could change that. He has to do that. So I'm telling you right now, as I'm reading these cards, and these cards are yelling at me right now, the universe is telling you, good job, but it's time to shut your doors. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very intense reading, I will tell you. Very intense reading.
Yes.
Yay, I hope I helped, and please do call us and let us know what happened with you. I'm here for you if you ever need.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day, and I hope everything works out. Remember,
thank you.
Protect yourself. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's how it's done. So, what did you think? You see how intense these readings are? Like, I do not get, so what do you think about my love life? No, no, not that. Nothing easy. No, it's never easy. It's so crazy, and I'm happy. I'm very happy to help, because usually, like what you heard there, it gets pretty fucking intense. You know, you gotta really know your stuff. Honestly, it isn't just reading cards and knowing what they mean. It's definitely just connecting with the person that you're reading with the cards and everything. So, I mean, as far as your reading that you gave me, it was awesome, and I feel I really resonated with it. And hold on one second. We're going to do this really quick because I'm proud of us. Yay. Good job, Maddie Clapp. Yay. You like that? I made that myself. So what do you think of
the show? I did want to zero in real quick. I drew a few more just on different points after getting the Wheel of Fortune and, you know, the Star for your quest. I know you said to keep it general, but after I drew the Wheel of Fortune, it led to a card that's basically two were taken and three remain. That kind of stuck with me. So I'm sorry, I had that backwards. Three were taken and two remain.
Three were taken and two remain.
Yeah, I kind of went a little bit more on that because that really bothered me. I feel like in the past, specifically regarding the reason why the star came up, there was an Empress. And since it came up hand in hand with the star, I feel like that was a hidden enemy that you were not aware of, and that caused a lot of destruction that comes along with the star. But I do feel like in the Wheel of Fortune, since, you know, there's a lot of unforeseen stuff going on, having the foundation that you have is really, really, really going to keep helping you push through all this. I mentioned earlier that you have a desire to do it all, and you might be a little bit worried about how you're going to get there, specifically concerning money. but I don't feel like it's really going to be an issue. You have a lot of gifts and a lot of material resources to get you there, and you have a lot more than you know about. It's just waiting to be connected.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like that's going to happen very soon.
Wow. That made my whole, like, body, the hair on my body standing up right now. I feel so connected with you. I want to cry right now. You guys, sorry for gushing. She's my best friend in the whole world, and I can't believe I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. She is my very first student, you guys, and she is definitely, she never ceases to amaze me every day. And I mean, Matilda, do you need to do that? Stop. I swear, she comes in here every time. School's out today, guys. I can't get away from her. Go. If you're going to be loud and crazy and throw stuff in the room like a hurricane, then don't be in here. Mommy's on the radio, hun. She just waves me off like she don't give a shit. Oh, my God. This is a cave. This is my life. What you hear there, that's it. It's like a hurricane just came in the fucking studio. Hi. Hi. Are you happy? Yay, we woke up way too early this morning. You went to bed late as shit. Why? God damn it. Well, three were taken and two remain, you say. Or what is it?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was it three or two taken away?
Now you got me. Hold on.
I'm sorry, I mixed you up.
I had a thought there, and then it went away.
Well, is it my sanity that I lost? Because that's definitely one of those three.
It's three have been taken and two remain, and I feel like I'm trying to figure out, this one keeps throwing me.
What is it?
It's the moon.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to kick her out of this room really quick. Oh, we have another caller. Hold on. Hey, I need you to step out of here because you're too crazy. Here, take some cash. Go away. Women like cash. Take this money and go. I literally, like, threw her a $100 bill that I hope she's not tearing up. I meant to give her a 20, but I ended up giving her a $100 bill. I think we have a caller from Georgia. You're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Hi, Zombie. My name is Maddie. Yes, you're right. I am from Georgia. I just tuned in. So I guess you're doing tarot card readings?
I am, and my best friend was giving me one over the radio all the way from Oklahoma.
Oh, how nice.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering, could I get one?
Absolutely. What's your question?
My question is about my dentist and his technician. Is this technician doing a shabby job with replacing teeth, my tooth? Is he really love what he does, or just doing shabby jobs?
All right, let's see what we can find.
Okay.
So we want to know if this person has integrity and likes his job and is not going to ruin your teeth. Is that what we're asking?
Oh, he just replaced a tooth. He replaced a tooth on Wednesday, and yesterday it came out, and it's like, And not only that, when I went back in May, it was my fault because I have 4 on 4 implants, and I did on something a little hard, and it came out. And when I went back in May to have it taken care of, and when it happened, he replaced the tooth, but it was the wrong color. And I say, I didn't realize it until my grandson caught it, and I thought, wait a minute, it is gray looking. Why would he put, and I think, and I'm saying, does he really? He just, I don't, why would he send me out with tooth that doesn't match the other color of the whiteness? And I went back last Wednesday to have that taken care of, and yesterday the what he replaced came out again. I got to go back, and it's like, this is unacceptable.
All right, so I'm pulling out cards. It looks like this guy is just an idiot, and he's almost colorblind. He doesn't understand the shade that he keeps doing. Like, literally, I threw out cards for this, and double, he's just unaware. Literally, I don't know if it's not caring. He, well, I guess he's a little not caring so much. Okay, so here's the thing. As far as this goes, he doesn't really care that much, and he's not noticing the shade because he's not really that passionate about what he's done and done for you, and it's nothing against you, him and you personally. Sometimes we do not do a good job when we become jaded. I think that you need to demand a redo. And I swear to God, excuse me, if they do not fix your damn tooth, I will call them myself on this damn radio show, okay, and tell them how much of a piece of shit they are at this point. So what I'm seeing here is, yes, you can fix it. I see the Ten of Cups saying, you know, happiness will come, but this is a 10 here, so we have to get through 1 to 9. So you are this definitely is a heartbreaker for you because this makes you feel not so great on the inside and the outside, and also makes you feel like he does not care about you specifically, about what you look like. On this part, the cards are telling me you're going to have to make them do it right because this is an object of not just not caring that much.
When I go back tomorrow, they will hear from me, and he will replace it, I don't know. I just asked myself, did I make the wrong decision? Did I choose the wrong dentist?
The technician is the wrong person. It's not the dentistry itself. It's definitely the person. The person does not give a shit what he does anymore. He is jaded. But yes, you can. You will win this. This is just a small trial and tribulation. You have been through many. You have seen many things. You have been through much. So this is your time. You must demand, and they must deliver. And if they don't fucking deliver, you call me and give me their number. What I do is I go for justice. Let me tell you, I go for justice. And that shit, we don't do that shit. That shit is wrong. So if the universe needs me as an instrument to help you, just saying, we can do that. But right now, you are in the right to demand a better job. And it's not the dentist, it's the technician. So I would definitely ask for a different technician.
I think the dentist is a Karen, but it's the technician. It's
For a different tech, definitely.
Yeah, I think so, and that's what I believe. And the young lady that I spoke with over the phone, when I called this morning to let her know, you know, what had happened, I need to come back. And I was explaining, and she was just, it's like, yeah, I know. You know, and it's like, and I got off the phone with her, and my thought was, she knows, she probably knows that, well, she works there, she probably sees a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I would, they got to stand and deliver, man. So all cards point to new technician, that guy needs to be fired, he doesn't care, and his color, the shade, he's not noticing it because he doesn't care.
Because when he gave me the wrong shade back in May, I didn't catch it. I caught it much later when my grandson noticed it. And I don't know why I didn't focus in on it. And the technician and the hygienist, when she put the teeth, when she put them back in, she didn't say anything. And I just didn't focus in on it. And know what he said to me? He said, I think I was just when he said to me last Wednesday, he said, I think I would just wanted to feel that tooth in because I didn't want you to leave out here without nothing. And I looked at him like, what? Without the right color?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So different technician for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so I will get that settled tomorrow. So it leaves, so it looks like the fate would tilt the scale in my favor. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did that help?
It did.
You're strong and amazing, and you can do this.
Funny.
You are strong and amazing, and you can do this. You got this, and you're going to make them do it, and they're going to fucking do it, or we're going to fucking call them bitches.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do it, but when they do it, my thing is they're going to do it, and they don't expect no pay either.
No pay.
No.
There will be no pay in their future.
No.
Mm-mm. You definitely demand it. And you call me and let me know how that goes. I want to hear about this.
Okay, you on every Monday?
Absolutely.
Are you on every Monday?
No.
Are you
I do Girl Power Hour on Mondays, so I am just not doing tarot readings on the weekends in the mornings before I go to work. I do tarot, but I'm on almost every day and every night, depending on what I'm doing. But it's usually in the day. So feel free to catch the show. You can also, if you wanted to, you can email me zen.thatsthet@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Let me write this down. I can email you at where?
Z-E-N. It'll be Z. E N for Zen,
okay.
And there's a period.
Zen.
Mm-hmm. And then it's thatsthet@gmail.com.
Zen, period. T.
Yep. THATS. THE.
Oh, that.
That's the T. Exactly how it sounds.
I'm getting confused. Zen. Dot, THAT.
Yeah, like that's the T, THATS, THETEH. Yeah, that's the T. It'll be just one word, that's the T.
Oh, that's the T. THATSTEA.
Yes, that's, and then put THE before the T. So that's the T at gmail.com.
Okay. Zen dot T H A T S T E A at gmail.com. Did I get that
right?
Make
sure you put that's the T. Don't forget the in between that's and T.
Oh, T H E.
T H E in between that's the T. You like that's the T? Yeah.
THATSTEE. That's what I get confused with the T's. THE.
It's a lot of T's.
gmail.com, and that's Zombie. Your name is Zombie?
Oh, it's Zen, but we're the Zombie Tea Party. We are That's the Tea, but there are so many others that came out, so I changed it to Zombie Tea Party because there's so many.
Okay, great. All right. I will let you know.
Thank you. Feel free to catch the show anytime you like. I would love to hear from you again.
I will. I look for you next Monday.
All right, absolutely. We get pretty crazy political, and I'm like girl power all the way over here. So be prepared.
Okay.
We're pretty enlightened.
All right. That's great. I love that. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed
day. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Okay. As you can tell, this is pretty much what happens when I do a spiritual hour and forecast. So we're out of time, guys. We have fully used this hour, which I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm amazed, and I'm just like wowed. Thank you for showing up, guys. Thank you for bearing with us, especially with this very intriguing and intricate reading my best friend has to deal with my emotions, which is so overwhelming even for me. So we're going to give this lady a fucking applause. And you did a fantastic job. You really did. I'm excited for the future. And, you know, just from what you were able to tell me, it tells me I'm doing a good job and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So I don't feel bad at all. You have relieved all of the shit that I've been going through for the last week.
Yeah.
So you have definitely done your job.
Be careful.
So I will, because the enemy that is unforeseen, I will keep looking out for that. And that's the tea, you guys. Bye. I'm going to call you in a second.
Bye.